Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Ramon Ray is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ramon is an old friend of ours and one of our buddies in the Brain Trust. He's perhaps the top technology guru for small businesses on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And he writes and speaks on these topics. He does a lot of research. He aggregates people together, gets them together to talk about these things, and helps to foster thinking on how small business owners can maximize technology, how they can use it. His book is called Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, and I'm glad to see he's our friend. Ramon Ray, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. With that kind of introduction, there's not much more I can say, but thank you, and I'm glad to be back again.
Well, your mother sent it over yesterday, and I just read it like she said.
I love it.
Hey, Ramon, one of the things that I've been thinking about, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this, I'm trying to get all of our heads around where we're going in the future. And right. I've been saying for some time now that 2009, we're going to look back on 2009, and it's going to, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, we're going to look back on 2009, and we're going to see it as nothing more than the buffer between how we used to do business and how we're going to be doing business. Mm-hmm. And I think what prior to this year, we was the end of an era in the terms of a lot of the things that we became familiar with regard to doing business. I think our future is going to look a lot different. I think what we're going to be doing in the future isn't going to look like what we did in the past. And I think technology is going to be a huge reason why that's going to be the case. And I'm a little concerned about small business owners. There are too many small business owners who are not maximizing technology. And here's one example. You've probably seen this statistic.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately 50% of small businesses still don't have websites.
Yes.
Now mm-hmm. I want you to help. I want you to take what I just said and offer
sure.
your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's ironic, Jim, and I think sadly you're correct. I think that in the past, and fortunately nobody can predict the future, and you don't know what's happening in the future until it happens. But I think in the past we've been able to spend money, we've been able to go about with no websites, not paying attention too much to email marketing, you know, going along as usual.
Right.
Thinking of social media or Twitter as just some tools I can or cannot use.
Right.
But with the economy as bad as it has been, hopefully we'll have a recovery, of course.
Right.
You know, and I guess people say it's going to be in 2010 or not. People are realizing, wait a minute, all this technology is out there. How in the world can I maximize it? Because I have to now save money. I have to increase profit. I have to increase revenue. So, you know, in other words, I have these, say, 500 or 10 customers, whatever it is. How can I get more from them? How can I get them to love me and
right.
buy from me? So
right.
that's what I think we're going to experience.
Well, exactly. Well said. And the thing... That the thing that I said a minute ago, and as we opened the show, and when I was telling them you were going to be here, I said, okay, I don't know whether you, small business owner, whoever is listening, I don't know whether you're going to make technology a bigger part of your future, but I know one thing for sure, and this is beyond, I know this without a doubt, I know their competitors are.
Absolutely.
So my question is, you know, the... there's a great story that I like to tell about the guy who was standing in front of a masterpiece,
mm-hmm.
Like a 400-year-old masterpiece in the Louvre in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And he was shaking his head, and one of the curators walked over and said, sir, is there a problem? He said, no, I just don't get it. He said, what do you mean, sir? He said, this painting, I just don't get it. And the guy said, sir, I think you need to understand, this painting has already been approved. You're the one who's being judged today.
Yes. Yes.
So the technology, folks, whether you like it or not, it's already been approved. The question, your competitors have already approved it and
let's
are using
not forget,
it.
And let's not forget, who are the competitors? I think there's two types of competitors. There's those who are your peers or on your equals. Maybe you have $100,000 in revenue. Maybe right. you have a couple million in revenue. Those competitors, which are your equals. But then there's the bigger guys who, in the past, you could tout, I'm a small business owner, buy from me. But right. now, the larger companies, they're going to be using technology, and they have mm-hmm. the money.
That's right.
So either way, you better launch onto these technologies that are, many of them are freely available to you. It's just how you use it.
Well, I want to put one other piece of pressure on these folks who are a little bit behind the curve. Never mind your competitors, your customers are going to demand it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, one example I can give of that is I know Intuit has a, they have this famous QuickBooks software. What they've started to do now is let the customers self-help themselves online.
Yeah.
Now, why have they done it? Because they've had to do it.
Yeah.
The customers are demanding faster access, faster support, more right. answers. The 800 number is no longer just good enough. And so, right. as an example, customers want faster, better, cheaper service and products, et cetera.
But here's the thing, and I hope Intuit knows this lesson. I assume that they do. In one of the things that I've told my audience for a long time, Ramon, never let your customers touch your technology unless there's something in it for them.
Yes, I like that.
You can't just make them go do it. Remember when the airlines put out the kiosks where you could go get your ticket on your own?
Right.
Nobody would use that, and so they figured out they'd have to encourage us to do it. So they gave us free miles.
Right.
When they gave us free miles, we started using it like crazy. So there was something in it for us. Now we don't want to do it any. I don't want to do it any other way.
Right. And I think to show added value, I think smart companies can do that. Some companies are doing it. I think forcing people to do it, that's the wrong way. But
right.
I think if you can show customers, hey, if you do this, you can save money, which is the easiest. But even do it for more convenience. Do it to have faster response time. You know, you're ordering shoes from us, Zappos.com, for example. You don't have to call us and ask us at the shoes where they're at. Go online and track it yourself, as an example.
Right. There's this other phenomenon that's going on right now. You mentioned social media a minute ago. And that is customers, I think, are more and more are going to say, you know, I'm a busy person. I don't have time to go see what you have on your website. I don't have time to come down to your store. And I'm talking about Main Street small businesses here, your customers of those companies.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, but I do have a cell phone.
Yes.
And I do go online, and I do hang out on Facebook and Twitter and whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I do receive newsletters by email. I have time mm-hmm. to check those things. So if you want to follow me home, I will take your information. And
you know,
so, hold on to that thought. I want you to hold on to that thought and respond to that when we come back. So, folks, think about this. Your customers are not coming to you. They're saying to you, I want you to come to me. I want you to follow me home. Think about what you have in your organization that is an application where you can follow your customers home. We're going to talk about this some more with Ramon Ray right after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. 23 after. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out. Rocking and rolling with our good friend Ramon Ray. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We got lots of good stuff there. You got 1 minute. Actually, you got 5 seconds. We got some stuff there you can do in 5 seconds. 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something you can read or listen to. You can ask a question. You can subscribe to my newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon. We will follow you home, ladies and gentlemen, with our newsletter. We'll follow you home with our blog. If you want to subscribe to my blog, you can come there and check it out, or you can subscribe and we'll follow you home. Lots of stuff there on the site that we'll follow you home with. All you got to do is let us know that you want it. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. I'll follow you home on Twitter, too. All you got to do is tell Twitter to let Jim follow me home. Ramon Ray is our guest. He's our good friend. And that was him on backup there with Joe Cocker. Ramon's book is called Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Ramon, tell us how we can find you online.
Thank you, Jim. SmallBizTechnology.com. SmallBizTechnology.com is where people can find daily news, insight, and articles all about using technology as a tool to grow their business.
And they can find out about all the things you do, right? I mean, all your events and everything that you work on.
Absolutely.
And your speeches and things like that. So check that out, folks. Good stuff. We were talking at the break about I was talking about the customers and follow me home, and you had some thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I think what this is interesting, Jim, is that this really differentiates how people are using technology. Let's take something like Twitter. Everybody has heard of it. Justin Kischer, Oprah, and all these people heard of it and are using it. But what the difference is for business users is that Twitter, for example, or Facebook, is a tool you can use to chat with and talk nonsense. Or you can tell your customers, sign up for a Twitter account, and this is one of those five-second things, Jim, your audience can do. You just go to Twitter.com and sign up.
Yep.
And you can say, if you want to get the weekly sale or the daily sales alert, we can alert you, follow you home, as it were,
right,
via Twitter. And I think this is the power of it. Sure, it's a tool that is hyped, and, you know, the White House has it and all these politicians. But for small businesses, people won't receive maybe information on their cell phones. The second point, Jim, which I think is important, is segment your customers. You know, it's easy to say all of your customers can follow you on Twitter, but why not have a few feeds so you can follow certain customers home one way and certain customers home with
right,
a different set of information?
Well, if you sell ice cream, somebody likes this group likes vanilla, this group likes chocolate, that group likes
exactly,
strawberry. You send out the vanilla letter,
right,
the chocolate notice, and the strawberry reminder. But you're exactly right, and I love to tell the story about the lady who emailed me, and she said,
right,
Jim, I've never been to your website, but I found you on Twitter, and I have, I know you're in a train station there, Ramon, but
yes,
but anyway, we call that ambiance around here. But anyway, this lady says that she has Twitter forward my posts, which are all about my show. That's all I post, is my show and my blog. And she has them send my post to her cell phone, her iPhone, and so I follow her home through Twitter, not through my website, but through Twitter, and she listens to my show on her iPhone from Twitter. What people need to realize, if you've been to Twitter and you don't like all the nonsense that's on there, I don't like that either, but if you have customers who care about you, and if you can get them to care about you, they can tell Twitter, segment these people. Only send me Ramon's messages. Only send me the local deli messages. Only send my dry cleaner messages. And whenever you have something to post to these folks, it'll go right to them.
And I think this is also news for the smaller businesses, even though I think everyone should have a website. One thing that I'm experiencing, and I think you are as well, is that this is choice for people to follow you how they want. Everybody doesn't go to my website now. Some people are seeing it on Facebook. Some people are seeing it on Twitter. Some people are seeing it on LinkedIn.
Your website is no longer a destination. Your website is now your distribution center.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think people need to understand that. Hence, when you're writing, for example, think short. If you're sending that sales pitch or whatever you're sending that your customers want, you may have to consider how you're writing it as well.
Right. Exactly. And so folks, these are all things that the review that Ramon and I are giving you here are just ideas, just some general observations on how customers are going to have control. You know, I shouldn't even have mentioned competitors first a minute ago. I should have mentioned customers, because
sure,
Ramon, that's going to be the big news about the future. Customers
it is.
Are going to have more control over your relationship with them than they've ever had before.
And I think what's interesting, if we look at the larger companies, I mean, look at Dell or Starbucks and these larger companies, which we can follow. Starbucks, for example, has that the site where you can share your opinion. It's customer-led.
Right,
they're
exactly.
Telling customers, tell us what you want, chat about it, discuss it. Maybe you don't like mocha, coffee, job, all these fancy terms.
Right.
And then a few months later, they come out with a product that what customers want.
Right. Hey, you know, Ramon, one of the things, there are a lot of people out there who are, like me, a little long in the tooth, a lot of gray hair. And they have a hard time getting their head around some of the things we've talked about, because they
yep.
just, you know, they didn't come up in that age.
Correct.
You know what they got to do? They got to hire 25-year-olds to do it for them. What do you think?
They have to do that. I really think so. I think there's two things. One, hiring people to do it for them. Three things. Two, not being jaundiced or pessimistic about it.
Right.
I was in a meeting and talking about these tools. One lady, literally, Jim, kept sighing every time we mentioned technology. And it was sickening. But the third point is, there's a lot of events going on, especially now that the fall's happening. I'm sure you're going to be speaking at some
mm-hmm.
of them. But, you know, a lot of events that give free information.
Right.
So I think between the attitude, going to events, hiring somebody, and reading about it, whether you're old or young, you can get with the program.
It's not a matter of whether you want to or not, folks. This is the future, and you got a choice, either this or extinction. Hey, Ramon, give us the website quickly one more time.
smallbiztechnology.com. Smallbiztechnology.com.
B-I-Z. Hey, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to go catch his train now. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.